The judges in the original trial were swayed by blood-stained clothes that allegedly belonged to Hakamada. They included a pair of trousers that were clearly too small for him.
Investigators bring in vulnerable people and use torture to get a confession out of them. This way of making false accusations is what happened not only to Hakamada, but also to other suspects.
According to the head of Hakamada's legal team, his client is another victim of a patently unfair criminal justice system.
Judges feel they have a duty to maintain public security, that unless they convict, a potentially guilty suspect will walk free. This is why Japan's conviction rate is over 95%.
Campaigners believe Hakamada's case is yet another strong argument for the abolition of the death penalty in Japan, the only OECD country apart from the United States that still carries out executions.